This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, back together again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the three musketeers back together. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. It's Tuesday. Listen, even though this is the day Elliot invades the studio.
Again. Been a lot of Elliot.
I'm still in a good mood. It was bombs away last night down at CBP. Right? Home run last night down at CBP. It's been a while since we got a chance to watch a baseball game like that. Spike, can't wait until our man Jackie Baseball dives into this. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
How we doing? Missed everyone yesterday.
Oh, miss you too,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, listen, just good to see your guys' bright and shiny faces.
Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to miss not seeing Buzz staring at me waiting for his chance to talk, but I think we'll get by today. And by the way, he is also Jackie. He's not only Jackie Baseball. Tomorrow, hopefully, he's Jackie Tennis.
Oh, yeah, Jackie Volleys.
Jackie McEnroe.
Yeah. A lot of nicknames. Jackie, hopefully, over the net.
Jackie Agassi.
Jack and Roe.
Oh, come on. Not bad.
Come on. Well, we'll see if it's too hot or too cloudy or whatever. But
Apparently, the air quality is horrible.
There it is.
We're thinking of everyone else. I support whatever decision the station makes.
Well, it is a big show again. Today is day two of Mount Rushmore week. We will have Mount Rushmores for you at 30 past every hour. But the big one, the one that you voted on at home and we voted on, the Phillies Mount Rushmore, comes out at 2:30. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour at 3. But we do have to start. The main thing is that baseball game last night. And, I had something that I had to really, really think about last night. It was an amazing night from Kyle Schwarber, and it's been an amazing season from Kyle Schwarber. 40 home runs, on pace for Ryan Howard's Phillies record, hit one in the third deck last night. But when I really started to think was when the MVP chance started. And the first thing I thought with the MVP chance is, here is the chance to take down Ohtani. I was annoyed with Ohtani's MVP last year. Imagine a Philly taking down Shohei Ohtani this year. Us leading the charge to the Kyle Schwarber MVP would be a great feeling. I personally have tried to lead campaigns for Embiid MVPs. We finally got one there. It would be a great feeling. But then I start to think about why I didn't think Shohei Ohtani should win the MVP last year, and why I don't think Shohei Ohtani should win the MVP this year. And that is because he is a designated hitter. And I do not believe in baseball you can be the most valuable player if 95% of the time during the game you are sitting in the dugout watching the game. So I had to think to myself, do I help with this campaign for Schwarber to win MVP?
Right.
To take down Ohtani.
Get some wind at the sails.
Yes.
Yes.
Positive vibes.
PVOs, that's what we do on this show.
But what is most important to me has always been that I have a coherent moral code. I believe what I believe. So my official statement is, on the 2025 National League MVP, is that even though I love the player, even though he's having a great season, I do not believe Kyle Schwarber should be the MVP in the National League, just like I don't think Shohei Ohtani should be the MVP of the National League. A designated hitter should not be the most valuable player. The most valuable player you have cannot be sitting on the bench for 95% of the game. When you play a position, even if you're only average at that position, you are at least taking up. Like, the team doesn't have to find a center fielder if you play center field. They don't have to find a third baseman if you play third base. Kyle Schwarber has been very valuable for the Phillies.
Yeah.
He cannot be the most valuable player. I don't care if it's Pete Crow or Armstrong. I don't care if it's Manny Machado. It has to be a guy who plays the field, in my opinion. So while I love Kyle Schwarber, I cannot get behind a Kyle Schwarber for MVP campaign. I just can't do it.
You done?
I can't do it.
You done?
I can't do it. Yeah.
Wrong as usual.
Yes.
Well...
Well,
not as usual lately.
Here and there. Yeah, I have my times.
Yeah, you're completely off base with this. Listen, Kyle Schwarber has fought his way into the MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
That's the type of tear he's been on since the All-Star break, right? And every once in a while, there's a special season that comes along, and they have to be judged on that merit alone. And that's why a guy like Shohei continues to win MVPs, because he gives you special seasons. Now, this year, the season for him doesn't seem as special. And he's had some big home run years. We know he's won MVP in both leagues. But if I'm looking at anybody else in the National League right now, who else would I rather have be the MVP? Who is more deserving of the MVP than Kyle Schwarber? He has put this offense on its back, a team that doesn't have virtually any power. Well, now Bryce is on his way back, so his power surge is starting to get there. And I know Rob Thompson said this last night. I didn't even realize this. They lead the major leagues in home runs since the All-Star break?
They do.
How about that? They
With
do.
Max Kepler in there every day.
Yeah.
With Max, I'm getting to him.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, Kyle Schwarber's sitting on the bench during defense, or Kepler being out there, doesn't matter.
Well, of course it matters. But it
does not matter.
But of course it
Kyle
matters.
Kyle Schwarber playing left field wouldn't make him any more valuable.
Of course it would. Because
no,
it would. Then you'd be able to go and get yourself a DH. Like him playing a position.
Yeah, but he's super valuable as a DH. Yeah.
As a DH, but a DH can only be so valuable.
But he's affecting so many games with what he's doing as a player.
There's no way you can watch Kyle Schwarber this year and say that he is not an MVP candidate.
I'm saying he's not an MVP candidate because he doesn't play in the field.
But that's a ridiculous reason.
But it's not ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous, because MVPs have been awarded to guys who were DHs.
And those people were wrong.
No, they weren't wrong.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't wrong.
If Shohei Ohtani wins an MVP as a DH but is also pitching every fifth day, that is different. I'm fine with Ohtani getting it if he's pitching every fifth day.
So who deserved the MVP more than Ohtani last year?
Lindor.
Oh, he played...
out of this world defense and was the most important hitter on the team. And he's actually playing in the field. Kyle Schwarber is such a negative in the field, they can't even put him out there.
Sure.
Like, he's a great hitter.
Such a negative in the field.
Well, if he was capable of playing every day in the field, he would play every day in the field. That's the truth. Look, I'm glad they have a place for Kyle Schwarber. I'm glad that he's on the Phillies. I'm glad that they have the opportunity. I'm glad that he's having the great season he is.
He's the most valuable player on the team this year.
That's fine. He's not the most valuable player in the league. And
because that may go to Ohtani.
Which
is doing the same thing.
And he should not win the most valuable player either. I don't think either of them should win Most Valuable Player. I think in baseball, you should have to play the field to win Most Valuable Player. Is Most Valuable Player, not Most Valuable Hitter. If they have some Offensive Player of the Year award, they can give that to him the same way they do in football.
Why do they give the MVP to quarterbacks? They only play half the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the same, by the way, it's the same reason they don't give it to pitchers. It's the same reason they don't give it to pitchers.
Well, because they have their own MVP award.
Well, okay, if you want to do Offensive Player of the Year, you could give that to Schwarber. I just don't think you can give him MVP if he's not playing in the field.
If they had an Offensive Player of the Year award, then yeah, they could give it to him. They don't have an Offensive Player of the Year award. They have an MVP Player of the Year, and that's why guys like Ohtani and guys who hit home runs, because let me tell you this, as much as we like to rant and rave about defense, it depends on what position you're playing as to how much your defense actually matters.
The
it
fact
just does. Kepler hasn't cost us a game out there. Who's cost us a game out there in left field?
But it's not about that. It's about.
Well, it's telling me how important it would be.
Yes,
for Schwarber.
It is.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's telling me how important it would be for him to play left field to validate him being an MVP. And what I'm saying is, how much play in left field this year has contributed or cost the Phillies games?
Here is the point. The point is,
there's none.
Yet you're not. If you don't want me to answer, I won't answer.
You
I'll
can
just
answer.
Sit here. Well, here's my answer. If Kyle Schwarber could play every day left field, you wouldn't even need Max
not
Kepler to be. Yes, it is.
Not the point about him playing every day.
Yes,
it's
about
it how is. Important.
Yes.
Him
and I'm explaining how
versus,
important it is.
It's not.
If it wasn't, they would put him in left field and they would go get a DH.
No,
if it was
no,
because
no.
What they could have done no. would have been put Kyle Schwarber in left field, go trade for Eugenio Suarez,
no.
let him be DH. But the fact is that it's important enough to not let him play there.
And it's not important enough that it should keep him from winning the MVP.
I think it
because
is.
Because what he brings to the table is worth more. It's more valuable, regardless if he's playing left field or not.
Okay.
If you want to tell me a shortstop is important in defense, any other infield position is important, okay, center field, okay. I'm not going left field.
It's still more important than not playing at all.
We won a World Series with Kyle Schwarber out there playing left. I mean, not won a World Series. Got to the World Series. You're right.
Yeah.
Got to the World Series
and
with Kyle Schwarber out there playing left field. By the way, won the World Series with Pat Burrow out there playing left field, who has cement in his shoes as well. So, again, that
tells
me.
But that's not the point.
No, it is. It's the point.
It's not my point.
Well, I know that's not your point because we know where your vote would go. I'm telling you as if I had a vote, this would be my point. That doesn't matter to me as much. Him playing defense in left field is what matters to me, what he's doing at the plate.
Do you think it's easier to go up at the plate four times a game when you don't have to play defense? Do you think it is easier for Kyle Schwarber to hit?
To play left field?
No. What's easier, Kyle Schwarber being DH?
I don't
and
think it matters.
I think it does.
I don't.
All right, 215-592-9494. Should a DH win the MVP? Do you support Kyle Schwarber's MVP campaign? We do have a next question today.
I'm going to have this slander today.
It's not slander.
Oh, it's slander.
It's slander. I have a coherent moral code.
Right.
We do have a next question today. The same one as yesterday. Do you want to be in our fantasy football league?
It's a big question.
So we have 9 open slots. Now we have 8 open slots because yesterday we gave one away.
Tony already called in. He said, I can't wait to beat all your asses in fantasy.
Yes.
And I said, I don't care.
Yeah, we picked a very confident guy yesterday. So for next question day, if you want to be in the fantasy football league, you just have to sell us on why you should be in the league. However you choose to do that, the only requirement is you set your lineup every week and you're able to join us for the draft, which will be August 22nd at 6 p.m.
Nice.
Right? Okay, 215.
And be entertaining.
Well, yeah. That's a plus. However you choose to sell it. Some people try to sell it as, I'm the best fantasy player ever. Got news for you. I want to win. So you being a great fantasy player isn't a great sell for me. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Good afternoon. All right, Frank. What? Jackie Baseball. How's everybody doing today?
What's up, Bruce?
What up, Brucey, baby?
Well, you know what? I tell you, man, these are some real solid arguments.
Yes.
You know, I'm basically a baseball purist.
Innocent.
Come on, Bruce, lock in.
Lock in, Bruce.
That.
Yeah.
I'm getting it out here.
Yep. Whoa.
But no, I'm a baseball purist in a sense, and I believe in the aspect of the DH not being
a
good candidate. They don't have the full body of work as a normal, as a standard candidate. But I forgot the fact that Ohtani got the MVP last year.
Yep.
And he was not. So with that said, and listening to what Frank said, what Jack said, I'm going to pull a Joe Giglio on y'all. And I'm gonna change up. I'm on board with him being an MVP candidate. Then because of some of the deal and intangibles, and one of the things that was said that was
ambiguity.
Stop, man.
Bruce, not your strongest performance today.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying originally you were a purist. But I convinced you, especially saying because Ohtani won last year, you think Schwarber should be able to win this year.
All right, Jack. I can't even get it out.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, y'all got me good on that one.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But with that said, I think that he's a good candidate just because of his impact on the team and his numbers and the fact that he could probably hit 60 this year. I think that should be, he hits that mark. They got to consider him. So we'll see where it goes.
All right, Bruce. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got four. How many games left the Phillies have? What, about 50 games left? Is that right where they are?
What's the record?
Yeah, so they have about 50, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, because it's 112 is 50. Yeah, okay. It's 112.
So Howard that year had, what, 14 home runs in August, and yeah, I think he had a really big September.
He had 9 in September.
Okay, 9 in September.
Yeah, so he had 21 from this point to the end of the year to get, because Schwarber's ahead of his pace right now.
Okay, Howard was what, at 38
He's
now?
He's at 38, okay. and Schwarber's at 40.
Well, 60 would be wild. 60 is a wild number.
Yeah.
60 would be awesome.
Yeah, you're still giving him the MVP?
Nope.
Right. And at least one member of the show has a plus 5,000 ticket on Schwarber to win MVP.
No.
Listen, you're back today. Don't overstep. I know you're back today. Don't overstep.
Well, he saved up all of his snarkiness from yesterday.
Yes.
All of it from today.
Yeah, because I'm sour about that.
Oh, I would be sour about it too.
Yes, in case you guys don't know, would you like to? Yes, I had a plus 5,000 bet on Kyle Schwarber to win MVP,
and it was can I say how much?
Oh, it was
$50 bet. So that would have been $2,500.
Yeah, yeah, I canceled it right before the All-Star break.
Yeah,
they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
And you cashed out some money, right?
Yeah, I actually got the bet. I got the actual 50 bucks back. Yes.
Sometimes it's better than even winning the bet.
No.
Because 50 is a real number to put down.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we throw the parlays, the $5 here, $10 here. That's the 50 is a real number.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack is loving it.
Yeah, he is.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you support Kyle Schwarber and a DH winning MVP this year?
I'm already hot and he wanna go through this.
No, I know.
It was the wrong time.
I was waiting on it.
There are certain times.
So, well, I sat on that for 10 minutes.
Me and Spike been sitting here yelling at each other for 10 minutes.
Yep. Yep. You come in and remind him that he cost himself maybe $2,500.
We do. Tension breaker.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you think Kyle Schwarber should have a chance to win an MVP as DH? And if you want to be in the Fantasy Football League, that is next question today. You just have to sell us. Give us a reason why. Coming up next, it is Mount Rushmore week. And with Jackie Baseball back, we will reveal the Phillies Mount Rushmore. We will give you all of the what went into it, but that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.